Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, December 13th Coffee Table Show. I am Natalie, and I'm very happy this morning to be here with Donna Lowry. Donna is the CEO.
Executive Director, Donna, CEO. I'm just the go-to.
Donna runs the Norton Chamber of Commerce.
There you go.
Many hats, many hats. So good morning, Donna. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am doing really well. You've been so busy lately. You've welcomed Santa a couple times here in Norton.
Yes.
And you've had the Christmas party and been in charge of making sure all the sleigh rides and everything go right. So let's do a little recap. How has the season been so far with your events?
You know, outside of some hiccups with weather there after Thanksgiving, we weren't able to do some things, but otherwise we've had great turnouts. Santa has been very happy to see a lot of young children. We're getting tons of Santa letters, which there are still mailboxes around town in Almena also and here in Norton. So get your Santa letters in.
And how long are the boxes going to be out till?
You know what? I am really not for sure, but I'm pretty sure at least another week.
Okay, good. Awesome. We'll get those letters. But you don't want to wait.
Yeah.
Get those letters written and get them delivered so that Santa can see them.
Yes, definitely.
And you guys, Nextech brought their train and you guys did train rides. I saw the videos on Facebook.
Yes.
That was like so much
fun. It was. There were a lot of people that had a really good time. Of course, we were a little heartbroken. We couldn't find, you know, a team of horses and a carriage for carriage rides, but we had a really nice 2024 John Deere tractor pulling a sleigh.
Nice.
Along with the Nextech train, so you know you could do one thing and then your kids could do the next and enjoy hot chocolate and cookies
and get a little preview of that 2024 tractor.
Yeah,
I bet it was gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, it was so cool.
I bet it was. They're just so technology and everything has made them so much better, so I would have liked to have seen a sneak peek of that too.
Yeah, wow. Definitely,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and with all of that, you know, I do owe a couple special thank yous to people. With the tractor being said, Firebolt Ag donated their time and an employee to do that. Nextech Trema, of course, came. We appreciate everything that they've done for us. My ambassadors for the Chamber Board, they are the ones who have made all the cookies all season long. Mm-hmm. So definite shout out to them of baking and delivering. And then Bullseye Event Center helped us out last minute. I messed up and they were there to help welcome the YEC students this last Saturday and hosted them and helped video them and promote their businesses. So definite shout out to them. They were awesome last minute. Literally Friday afternoon I called and they were there to save the day.
This is what we always talk about though when you're here, Donna, is the fact that all these community members that step up and help out. You were talking about your ambassadors and Bullseye and Firebolt Ag. You know, they all step up and this is what happens when the community gets together, right?
Yes.
Makes it happen.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And I'm sure you had many volunteers that helped you out also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Board members and behind the scenes people and, you know, the heat and building staff, they are amazing working with me. It's a last minute call or a phone call or making things so beautiful this year. If you haven't been down to the heat and building,
it's gorgeous. Yes.
Alyssa has done amazing things in that building.
If you're having any problems getting into the Christmas spirit, go visit the heat and building.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Then you will have no more problems.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, she did a great job. It's beautiful. And then we've got some things coming up, too. So this Friday is a big day because you're going to be having Mingle Bells.
Yeah, Mingle Bells. So if you are in a business that belongs to the chamber, you are invited.
Oh, awesome.
Chamber members are invited. Come down to the heat and building basement. There's going to be some snacks and drinks and just hang out. Good time. We are going to announce the ugly sweater competition person. So if you're competing with ugly sweater, make sure take those pictures, have them to me before noon on Friday. We're going to have them judged and we'll get back to you as soon as we have everything done.
Is that the actual ugly sweater day?
Yes. Friday?
Okay.
Friday is like national.
Sweaters.
Day.
Yep.
Yeah, wear your ugly sweater. Send me pictures. You can send it to me via email at nortoncc@discovernorton.com. You can send it to us on Facebook through the Chamber Facebook page. You can also text me pictures, because I know that's something that some people, you know, that's easiest, you know?
Yeah, it is.
So text me. My cell phone is 769-3359. It's a Call Your Kansas number, so just be wary.
Yeah, it is a 785.
Yeah, okay. It is 785. So send me those pictures. Also, the night of Mingle Bells, we're going to announce the winner of the Christmas display contest, which is Classic Christmas, 50s and 60s. And if you haven't been around town, there are some really cool things. And I got myself the other day, because I had a business caller like, have you seen it after dark? And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I went by Miltech, because they're competing in it. And if anybody drives down that road and goes by Miltech, you have to go see their display. It is so pretty. So pretty.
But go at dark, so you can see how beautiful it
is. Yes. Yeah. Lights are fantabulous.
Well, I'm gonna do that tonight then.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then so you'll be judging for that. Now, who are the judges?
I can't disclose information. There are some in-town judges, and there are going to be some out-of-town judges.
And what about for the ugly sweater contest?
Ugly sweater contest? It's a vote on thing. Our chamber board will vote on that, and then I think we're going to try to get it on Facebook so everybody publicly can vote. Also,
oh, awesome.
That's what we did last year.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
Yeah,
and it's always a fun day too.
Yes.
And I love going on and looking at all the pictures. Some people really, I mean, Mandy and I wear our ugly sweaters, but some people really go. They have themes and everything else.
Yes, so it is awesome.
Fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Okay, so what else do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, I think the only other thing I want to touch base with and get the word out on is, you know, it is the end of the year, so that means it's the beginning of the next year. And as a chamber, we've decided on making some really big changes.
Okay.
And so with those changes, we are mailing out packets this week. Friday, we hope to get them all out the door. We have 480 packets that we're mailing to all the businesses in the county, basically kind of explaining what we want to do, what we want to do for our community, what we're asking of them to do for us, updating information. You know, there's always so many changes at businesses. We're trying to be better in contact with who do we need to contact if there's something going on, or hey, if you have something going on at your business or you have a job opening, this is who you email. Get a hold of us. We can get it up for you, type of thing. So all of our general membership stuff has changed. We have went kind of bottled down on a good, better, best package that was recommended. And so we have different packages this year for memberships and some really cool new benefits that we're thinking it's going to be good, a bang for your buck type of thing. And then we also have done sponsorship packages. So we host all these events during a year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like you chase down people and you're like, oh, do you want to help with this or do you want to help with that? And some people want to be like, well, I want to help with the whole year of stuff. So we have packages now that you can sign up and do one-time check type of thing, and you will be whatever level of sponsor you want to be for whichever project, banquet, car show, golf tournament, Christmas stuff, teachers welcome, everything is in there. And you can go through and say, oh, I want to be this, and I want to be this, and I want to be this, and here's my money. And then we don't hassle you the rest of the year.
Right. And then and also you don't forget.
Yes.
You know, because maybe you forgot to ask someone or they forgot to ask you. This way you're covered.
Yes.
It's nice.
Now the holdback is to be a sponsor this next year on those events, you have to be a chamber member.
And you know what? And if you're, you know, you were talking about sending out packets to chamber members, but if you're not already a chamber member and you're listening and you're thinking, I want to get in on this, just call Donna at the chamber.
Yeah. And we do have, everybody's stuff on our email and on our mailing list. So whether you're a chamber member or not, as long as I have your email, your information, you're going to get a packet. We like to keep all of that on hand just because, you know, some people, there are hundreds of people that call in or research our website every month. And we refer them to you, whether you're a chamber member or not. Now, some of that might change this next year. You know, we're going to kind of limit stuff. If you want to be a chamber member, we're going to have a new package. It's called the Associate Member. It's only $100. And we're going to keep you on our website. We're going to publish you in our relocation guide. You're going to get a link to Highway 36 website. You're going to get a link to the Kansas Travel website. You're going to get on the Northwest Kansas Travel website. You're going to get all these things that promote your business and have it online for people to research for $100 a year.
And some other perks that you do is like on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
You guys are so good about promoting businesses, grand openings, different events that different businesses have on your Facebook page. So that's just another perk to becoming a member.
Yes. Yes. There are so many things that we want to do for your business. I mean, without the businesses here and people supporting each other, we would have nothing.
Right.
And we are so fortunate. The amount of things that we have here locally, we're truly blessed.
I agree 100% on that. And so all you have to do is call 785-877-2501 or stop in and visit Donna. Now, this time of year, you might be a hit and miss and try to get her.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little busy, but you can always call because somebody's at the office, or you can leave a message, 785-877-2501. Get some information on becoming a member, becoming a volunteer for different events that go on around town, become an ambassador, just help out at the chamber when you can.
Yeah, yeah. And we want to help you out too.
Right. Right. It's a give and take. Yeah,
yes,
for sure.
Definitely.
And it's a great partnership is what it is.
Yes. And we're here for you.
Awesome. Okay. So this Friday is Mingle Bells. And do you want to, before we get done, do you want to read that again one more time before?
Yeah. For our Christmas sponsors, definitely these are all the people that helped promote and create Santa and bring in stuff and support the chamber scratch-off tickets that we're still getting in. There's still several out there. So
okay. Go
yes. to a participating business, spend that $25, and you can get a scratch-off ticket.
And that's another thing about chamber members. You get to participate in these kind of giveaways
yes.
and stuff.
Yes. So special thanks to Ag Valley Co-op, Bullseye Event Center, Century Sky Dentistry, Eagles Lodge, Edward Jones Investments, Enfield Glass, Equity Bank, Firebolt Ag, Garden Gate, etc., and Garden Center, Insurance Central, Jamboree Foods, Miltech Machine Corporation, Nelson Ag Companies, Norton County Hospital, Norton County Title, Fawn and Still Heating and Cooling, Palmer Gobbler Funeral Home, Prairie Land Electric, Sanders Construction, Solutions North Bank, The Bank, Town and Country Kitchen, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, and Valley Hope Association.
Wonderful. It's so wonderful that they've done so much to help support your Christmas festivities and all the other stuff that we do, that you guys do around here, around town. And so thank them all for that.
Yes.
Yeah, we appreciate them. Well, Donna, Friday's a big day. Are you ready? Or do you have your ugly sweater ready?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
I am too. I can't wait to see all the pictures again. It's so much fun. And then Friday night, you have the Mingle Bells from 6 to 8 at the Heaton Building in the basement. And The Bank. You want to thank The Bank for their providing the cookies.
Yeah, they are the sponsors this year. They're going to have food and drinks and all sorts of stuff. And I think there might be some entertaining games.
Oh, good.
So.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
And grown-ups like to play games, don't they?
Yeah.
Because we never get to anymore.
Exactly.
So when we get the chance, it's a lot of fun. So so they're going to be doing the drinks and the snacks and some games. And then you guys are also going to be doing the winners of the Ugly Sweater Contest and of the Classic Christmas Display winner. So there's going to be a lot going on. Be sure, if you can't make it to Mingle Bells, be sure to keep track on Facebook. I'm sure you guys will be updating and letting everybody know who the winners are and everything.
Yes.
We'll be looking forward to that. So. Well, Donna, thank you very, very much. Thank you for all that you guys have done this season. You have provided a very Merry Christmas for a lot of people. And that's one more thing I want to talk about, too, before we get done. But thank you for everything you do. So let's talk real quick about the Ministerial Alliance community dinner that's going to be taking place on Christmas Day. That'll be from 12 to 1.
Yes.
And it'll be at the First United Methodist Church, correct?
That is correct.
And so you guys help to get the word out about that. And I've seen it on your website, discovernorton.com. And so if you don't have family around, they can just go to the dinner, correct?
Yes, yes. And I did have a call this morning. I don't have the phone number on me right this minute. But if you're needing meals delivered to you, like if you can't get out, please call me at the chamber office. I have a phone number that you can call and request to have your meals delivered.
Okay, I do have that number. Because they were last week for our coffee table. So she left me this. If you want to place your deliver or takeout order, you can call the church at 785-877-2196. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for helping with that, too, and getting the promotion out so people know that there's a place to go. You know, some people, they can't get out, or they just don't have anywhere really to go. But you have family right here in Norton, and you can go and see them at the First United Methodist Church.
Yes, and it's delicious food.
It is delicious food, I know. And bring a dish. They're encouraging everybody to bring their own dish, and those kind of events are awesome, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody brings their dishes. I love those kind of events, so... Donna, thank you very much. I don't know if I'll be seeing you again, so Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you so much, and good luck on Friday. Have fun, and yes. We'll be looking to see who the winners are.
Awesome. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you, Donna. Hey, I appreciate everybody listening this morning. Once again, if you want to call the First United Methodist Church, you can call them at 785-877-2196 for their community dinner. And you can call Donna at 785-877-2501 for any information about the chamber. If you want to become a member, you want to help out, you just want to say hi to Donna.
Yes,
and introduce yourself. She would love that.
Yes.
So do that. So I appreciate everybody watching this morning. I appreciate everybody listening to KQ&K AM and FM, to our coffee table show. And I hope you all have the most wonderful day. And please don't forget about us tomorrow morning for Party Line. Same time, same place.